Hello and happy Friday, September 3rd. Here is your daily news update brought to you by The Filter. There is so much amazing new music out this week, and as always, the iHeart New Music Stream has you covered. We have no less than 5 songs from Drake's new album Certified Lover Boy added, as well as new music from Camila Cabello, Imagine Dragons, Tate McRae, and so much more. You can listen free on the iHeartRadio app. 2 of the world's most iconic songwriters are credited on Drake's just-released album Certified Lover Boy. John Lennon and Paul McCartney are among 8 songwriters on the album's opening track, Champagne Poetry, because it interpolates the 1965 Beatles classic, Michelle. Also earning songwriter credits on CLB are Fred Fairbrass, Richard Fairbrass, and Robert Manzoel of Right Said Fred. They are listed along with 5 others on Way Too Sexy, featuring Future and Young Thug. A play on Right Said Fred's 1992 hit, I'm Too Sexy. TSU credits disgraced R&B star R. Kelly, Justin Timberlake, Timbaland, and Christopher Cross. Other singers who got songwriting credits include Montel Jordan and Nicki Minaj on Poppy's Home, Babyface on Fair Trade featuring Travis Scott, and Sean Love Combs, aka Diddy, on Love All featuring Jay-Z. The highly anticipated Certified Lover Boy, which clocks in at nearly 90 minutes, features Lil Baby, Lil Durk, Gibeon, Jay-Z, Travis Scott, Future, Young Thug, Yeba, 21 Savage, Project Pat, Tems, Ty Dolla $ign, Lil Wayne, Rick Ross, and Kid Cudi. Drake's fellow hometown stars The Weeknd and Party Next Door contributed backing vocals on N Too Deep and Effing Fans, respectively. Others lending backing vocals include Nicki Minaj, Juice WRLD, and Anthony Hamilton. BTS has been named to the Guinness World Records 2022 Hall of Fame. The group has collected 23 Guinness World Records since 2018, including 11 this year alone. Of the total, 5 are achievements on the social media platform Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok, and 4 are milestones on YouTube. Among the records BTS currently holds are most Twitter engagements, fastest time to reach 1 million followers on TikTok, most viewed YouTube videos in 24 hours, most viewers for a music concert live stream, and best-selling album in South Korean. Iconic pop group ABBA released 2 new songs on Thursday from its forthcoming 9th studio album, the first in 40 years, and announced details of a digital concert. I Still Have Faith in You and Don't Shut Me Down are off Voyage, which is set for release on November 5th. It's been a while since we made music together, ABBA wrote in an open letter to fans. We took a break in the spring of 1982, and now we've decided to end it. ABBA was inspired to put together a new album while working on the strangest and most spectacular concert you could ever dream of. Beginning on May 27th, 2022, digital versions of the members of ABBA, who range in age from 71 to 76, will perform on stage with the custom-built 3,000-capacity ABBA Arena in London. The concert was created using motion capture and performance techniques from a team from Industrial Light and Magic. Tickets for ABBA on Voyage go on sale to the general public beginning September 7th. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's news stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all the latest music news and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.